Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We were just talking about Cardinal Gibbons. They're headed up to play Coco. I'll tell you what, the last couple weeks, can't say that this team didn't come to play. They did. Big win 2 weeks ago against Gulliver Prep. Last week against American Heritage up in Delray. One of the top linebackers in all the state and one of the best in the country, just a junior, is Trey Brown. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Trey, thanks so much for taking the time on this Monday.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. This is big doings now. You know, this is 2 years ago, state champion. Last year, get rattled a little bit by the eventual state champion, Booker T. Washington, and now you guys are in this to win it again, and what an effort the last 2 weeks, especially because you had kids down on the offensive side of the ball, so obviously put a little bit of strain on the defense, and you guys came up big time. Talk about this team. There's a lot of character on this team.
Yes, sir. There's a lot. Talking about our two captains, JT and Spice, really they've been like helping both offense and defense get ready, pushing us every day. Be better. We're trying to make it to states, like you said.
Right.
And yeah.
This is a defensive oriented team. I mean, even though you brought back a quarterback and brought back a few other players, offensive line wise especially, but defensively, I mean, up front, linebacking core, secondary. You guys have a lot of pride in that defense. Talk about that and some of the kids that have stepped up because you've watched a lot of it. Talk about some of the guys that have stepped up for you.
Yes, sir. Our defense is – well, we have a very great – we have a very good defense. A lot of kids that stepped up, Mason, Mr. Thomas, Dan, number 32. Our sophomore Dan, our senior Dan – sorry, I'm just forgetting.
You can come back to him. What you think?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Because
they're going to get on you tomorrow. Trey, they're going to be on you tomorrow that you choked up on the radio and didn't even think about them. You know that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Like I said, we got our seniors. So we got
Jack O'Keefe. Let's put Jack O'Keefe in there.
Yeah, exactly. Two seniors. We got Jack O'Keefe and Jai Levison.
Yes.
Jack right now stepping up great. The second year on Gibbons. Amazing linebacker, great right-hand man, pretty much. Jai comes in, plays, make plays, help our defense. Our DBs also does great. We don't really have to worry about them messing up. D-line, phenomenal. Give props to every last one of them.
Yeah, and it's a good unit, and a lot of players that had some experience coming back from last year. This is a team that really has the talent. They have the coaching. This week against Coco, and I'm sure that, you know, you've watched Coco, and they're just like anybody else. Heck, you beat St. Thomas. You know, I mean, that's the way I always look at it. I mean, and what was that like, Trey, because of the fact that, you know, everything that revolves around South Florida football revolves around St. Thomas. So that's all you hear. So here's Cardinal Gibbons getting an opportunity to play a game that wasn't set, I don't think, at the beginning of the year. You go in there, you beat them 17-10. What kind of feeling was that for you? Just from a personal standpoint as a team player, what was that like for you?
For me, it was a very big thing because growing up, like I always wanted to play St. Thomas. They were like the top dog. Always wanted to play them. And I'm coming to high school. I was like, if we play St. Thomas, we have to beat them. That's literally right. The one team that I want to play, and I have to play great against that team. And lucky enough, our team did our thing, and we won.
Yeah. As we're speaking with Trey Brown, junior linebacker, Cardinal Gibbons, one of the best, you ever watch him. Team player all the way. Gets it done in the classroom, gets it done on the football field. We have a lot of young kids that listen to the show, Trey. What advice can you give them about grades? Because there's some kids in the 6th and 7th grade right now that think that they have it all figured out and that they could slide by, but they can't do that. Tell them what they really need to do, because they're going to listen to you.
Yes, sir. Honestly, grades is literally number one. Like, when I was growing up, grades, like, if you don't have grades, you can't play football. If you mess up in one class, you can't play football. So whatever happens in school, it affects football. So, yeah, like you said, without grades, there's no football.
Obviously. And this team, Coach DeBuck, your defensive coaches, a great group of coaches. I was really honored to be there on Thanksgiving morning and watching you guys practice a little bit and go through your walkthrough and everything. Talk about the coaching staff, because this is a really good coaching staff, and they care about the players, and they're the ones that kind of form this bond to make it like a team. Give the coaching staff some props too.
Yeah, we have a great coaching staff all the way through the list. Defense, offense, amazing. Coach Buckman, really, really helpful. He focuses on offense, but he also helps defense. He helps us up. He helps us every now and then. We have Coach Montiel, our defensive coordinator, great guy, amazing
great
coach.
Guy.
Helps defense, helps D line off. No, sorry, D line linebackers, DBs, amazing coach. We have our linebacker crew, amazing. Helps us, does everything. How about if you need help? You got talk to some dude, and he got it. And then
you got a lot of guys. You got a lot of great coaches.
Yeah, we got a lot of people.
No, don't. But I worry about you tomorrow when all those guys are going to say, hey, how come you didn't mention my name? You're going to be the guy. Like, wow. You know, I just couldn't. I choked up on the show, but I'll think of them tomorrow. Before we let you go, colleges. Obviously, this is a tough time because colleges can't come and watch you. They can contact you, I guess, from afar, but they can't come and watch you. How frustrating is that for you? Because this was the time of year that you were going to see a lot of those college coaches coming down for the seniors that were going to plant the seeds. Have you been trying your hardest to keep in contact with anybody or reaching out to anybody?
For me, what I do, I try to let the college coaches come to me. That's why I know they want me, that they want to have me on their team. So I sit back, relax. If they come calling, then I guess I'll be able to answer.
I know you will. Trey, thanks so much. Best of luck this week. You're a pleasure, man. I think a lot of the people should understand you're not only a great kid and get it done in the classroom, but you're one heck of a football player, and everybody kind of follows your lead. Have a great evening. We'll talk to you. Best of luck this Friday.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.